It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noel.
Hello and welcome to Teen Mom Trash Talk. This is episode 335. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my stripping co-host, Noelle Winters Herzog.
I'm having like hot flashes.
I love that.
Hello.
Love that for you. Hi. We're here to talk about Family Reunion, season 3, episode 7. It's almost as if you are in the hotel in no, it's quite all right.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of adjusting on camera. It's almost as if you're in Colombia in the hotel, just sweating.
Okay. I am so hot right now, and I don't know why, because I feel like it got cool outside, too. When we were out today, it was very nice. Sorry, I forgot that we were recording, and that's why I was adjusting so much. I'm like, oh, the people can't see it.
They can see you.
Well, guess what, guys? This is what podcast life is about.
This is what it's all about. If you guys love what you see and you love watching Noelle take her clothes off, she actually takes all of her clothes off on our Patreon at patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast. It's not OnlyFans, but it's not OnlyFans. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Does she take her clothes off? I don't know. There's only one way to find out. Go and join. And also, you can listen to our other podcast, Jersey Shore. It's called Macaroni Rascals. And then also Vanderpump Rules. It's called So Pumped. And then 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life, our favorite podcast, BS, and my favorite podcast, Recycled with Noelle and Michaeled. Oh, God, I love that podcast. It gets me through so many long drives, I'll tell you.
I was telling Michael that. I'm like, we drove with her to West Virginia, basically.
You drove with me to Maryland the other day.
I love that.
Well, you're going to be driving. You're going to be flying with me. I listened to you an entire flight.
There
was
no
internet, and I had only one episode of you guys downloaded. And I was like, thank God this is 2 hours, because I don't even have a pamphlet to read.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would lose my mind.
I had no service, nothing. So it was just me, you, and Michael on the plane.
Wow.
So go check that out at patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast. And it's right down there in the show notes as well. Okay. Let's jump in the pool on this wonderful show called Family Reunion, season 3, episode 7. Let's start. So Kayla and Ryan, were back in the entire session that we were in the last episode.
Right.
And Ryan said that he doesn't want this baby if things don't change.
And she says she has no plan for it.
For the baby or for the changing?
For the baby.
Okay. She said that when she was pregnant with Isaiah, then we see this flashback.
Uh-huh.
He hoped that Isaiah was his. And then we see the flashback of her confronting him and being like, maybe this is your baby.
See, it makes you think like he wanted it because it wasn't real and he knew that Isaiah wasn't his.
Right. Like how I'm like, I wish Isaiah was mine.
Yeah, right. And now he's like, oh, this is a real baby. I'm not interested. Right.
So Dr. Mike says, you are so far along with this baby.
Right. Well, she's trying to make us think she's like 3 weeks pregnant.
Right. And he's like, you're so far along with this baby. Like, what are you going to do? You have to decide like right this second, actually.
Right. Like you have like 48 hours to decide.
You have 48 hours before you give birth. Yeah. So let's chop chop. No pun intended. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Kate and Ty find some cheesecake.
Wow. It's tempting. He's like, my wife is tempting me with cheesecake.
Okay,
I've never been tempted with cheesecake in my life. I hate cheesecake.
Cheesecake. I like cheesecake, but I don't care about cheesecake.
You're over cheesecake. That's the
thing. I OD'd on cheesecake. This is because I'm gluten free. I don't know if you guys know. Everyone in my life tries to feed me cheesecake at every single twist and turn.
Yes.
I'm over it.
Yeah, you almost got, well, I put a stop to it. I put a kibosh to it. When we had your little birthday thing here, you almost had a cheesecake. And I'm like,
no.
we're not going to do that.
No more cheesecake.
Yeah, Tracy can't handle another cheesecake.
Please.
Tyler can, though.
Tyler can. You remember Tyler?
From Unexpected, right?
If you guys want to listen to Unexpected Trash Talk, it's right down there in our Patreon.
He was with Laura.
Yeah.
She's pregnant again.
She's pregnant again with her third kid, with her third baby daddy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love her.
her parents were the mall people.
They were.
Her dad, he had
they would just
face.
Stare into the camera.
Yeah.
So Ryan and Kayla chat, and he's so glad they spoke. Everything is totally fine now because she said something in therapy. That's it. Because she just spoke.
Because she never speaks. And she said that his softer side disappeared, but it's coming back now.
It's back now that they had one talk about nothing.
Right. This fixed everything.
That's amazing. So now Jade FaceTimes with Brianna and she wants her to come, but she's single. So how could she come to a family reunion couples retreat?
Because she could never just get her own therapy.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe Rihanna can come and bang one of the camera guys.
She probably already is. That's why she's coming.
That's why she's coming. Uh-huh. She's like, she's in the session, but the camera guy's behind the camera.
Uh-huh.
And we don't see him, but they're in the session together because
so
he's
she's
filming
just talking
it.
Into the camera.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, it's like, what? So she has to come and get therapy? Why can't she just come and party?
Because it's too hot. Honestly, it's too hot to party. That's why.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I feel like Sean is tired of sweating.
Sean is so tired of sweating. Okay, yeah. So I like that Brianna says that she's going to come ASAP, but she mm-hmm. doesn't say ASAP. She says, what did she say? Asipity, I think.
Oh, she said, I saw it across the screen.
Yeah, Asipity.
Too. Is that what she said?
Yeah, I liked it. I'm like, are we going to start saying
that's
that?
That's what she
Asipity?
Said.
What do you think she said?
Not that.
Okay, well, guys, you know what? Put it down in the comments what you think she said, because I think okay. She said Asipity. What do you think she said?
ASAP.
Wow. Okay. I think I'm right and you're wrong.
I think you're wrong and I think I'm right.
Okay. Well, we'll
ASAP.
Wow. We'll let the people decide.
Okay. People decide right now. Let's vote on it.
Let's vote. All right. So Kate asks, who will have more kids? And Cheyenne won't answer, but Zach wants more and she doesn't.
But also, Chloe just turned 6. I can't believe she's 6. I don't know
why
that blew
my
mind.
Either.
Well, she doesn't even know where she is. She thinks
she's like,
the dentist
where am I?
Forever.
How old am I? I'm 3, I think.
I'm at the dentist?
I'm at school? No one knows. There's nowhere to know.
No.
So Sean and Tyler are really hot. So they're going to play hide and seek with water guns, with cold water in it.
But why just them?
But
it's like manhunt almost.
It's like manhunt, but it's going to take so long to get a little tiny bit of water on you.
And you guys have to run?
Why can't you just play ice bath again? Why can't you be like, hey, I'm actually questioning my relationship. Can we get back in those ice baths?
Why can't we just stare at each other and just shoot?
Shoot each other.
Yeah. Why do we have to
Why don't
hide?
You guys just have a wet t-shirt contest?
Why don't you play hide the baloney instead?
It's play better. Hide the baloney. Why don't you play have a sword fight instead of a gunfight?
Yeah. Have a sword fight and then you can play with your guns later. Together.
Wow. Separate. All right. Kez and Mac are going to cook. So the mm-hmm. girls are going to go to the fishmonger mm-hmm. and Mackenzie said, she's like, you know, we were in a nice fancy hotel and now we're like in the village.
Fancy hotel. Fancy. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have air conditioning ever. It's fancy.
Have you ever been to a fancy hotel, Noelle?
Probably not as fancy as yours that you've been to.
Okay, maybe not.
But I've been to nice hotels, yes.
Yeah. What was some of the common themes of these nice hotels?
Air conditioning.
Four walls.
King-size bed. Bathtub. Because they just have a shower, probably.
Room to move your legs.
Room to move your legs. Microwave.
Four walls.
I have to have my mashed potatoes at night.
A microwave. I love this. This is a real fancy hotel. Uh-huh. Wow. All right. So they're in the village and Mac has to go to the bathroom. So she goes into an outhouse and pees in a bucket, but then brings the bucket to the girls.
The fact that she had to show it to them, like, it just is like, it's showing where you're from. You're just showing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is who you are. And that's why I think Cheyenne is kind of like, oh,
mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. so sorry.
I'm sorry. Now I get it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we meet Yasser. And he is a Colombian man that Kate wants to play hide the baloney with.
Okay, but like a lot of the girls do, though.
Mostly
because
Kate.
Jade suddenly speaks Spanish, though.
Oh, my God. Jade is speaking in tongues after she sees this man.
She suddenly, it's like, oh, you couldn't say por favor.
Before she said porquito.
Right.
And now she's like just
I know.
Fluent.
It's so funny.
It's very funny. So the guys go to the market and mm-hmm. it smells, as Zach says, very strong.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he means bad.
Yeah. I think he means like rotten.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then they find the fruit that gives you a boner.
I love that. Like Kaz is taking the lead. He seems very nice.
I like him.
Yeah. Me too. He seems very nice. He seems friendly. Everybody likes him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the girls are gutting the fish and they don't have a cooler for the fish. What do you think about that, Noelle?
Okay, I mean, you know me. I am very scared of the danger zone and everything.
They're bringing back some hot fish.
I don't think they ever put it in the fridge. by the way. But we'll talk about that when we get to that.
It was on the counter.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie gets in a kayak with some guy and he whisks her away into
the
night.
He trafficked her.
That was great.
First of all, I liked that. And I do. I think the other girls like this too. They're like, Mackenzie, you do it. She's like, I've got the fish. Then she's like, can I get on the boat? Like she does all the stuff.
Yes.
So she's like a fun person to be around because you could also make her do the stuff you don't
want
to do.
Make her go
in
the kayak. You're like, here, you get trafficked.
But that's crazy. She doesn't speak a lick of Spanish.
It's great. So eventually they come back, even though they did go out of sight for a little while. Mm-hmm. And she comes back and Cheyenne's like, is that your boyfriend?
That was so funny.
Okay, so now I get upset because Brianna did not go to Jade's bachelor party because Stella was sick.
Okay, so Stella was in the hospital because I remember when this happened, I think she had like something like with asthma or something.
Fine.
I remember.
Fair enough.
I remember Jade posting about it and everybody's like, well, where's Brianna? Like, I don't see Brianna in any of your pictures. And then they explained why.
Okay.
So don't worry.
All right. So Cheyenne and Zach have an emergency session with Micaiah.
I know. Interesting. I don't think she wants to see the other coach anymore.
I do not think she does.
Because Micaiah has not been anybody's therapist.
Mm-hmm. But she said that she was Corey and Taylor's.
But she wasn't.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So Zach wants a baby girl so he could see the girl side of him.
And then he's like, I love Ryder, but she's not my blood. Why are we doing this?
I would have been like, you know what? You can go love Ryder in your own apartment that you pay for with your own people shooting you.
It's like, she's not your blood.
That was a bad look.
I know. He's a bad look. This guy can't even get a job, basically.
Oh, my God. Sometimes he works in the office for her family business.
And that's when he feels confident.
What does that mean?
Yeah, he has no job. So, like, her dad will probably be like, just come to the office
just
and
fine.
File
you could pass
some
out,
stuff.
You could pass out the mail.
Right.
He probably, like, brings the coffee cart.
Yeah, he has the cart. Because it's like, Zach, what are you doing? Have you ever had a job? You're like, oh, I had these investments. Yeah, that got you shot.
That's
got
called
you
drug
shot.
Deals.
Right. And then you've never done anything again.
Well, he's never. Okay. So Micaiah asks him about a job and he's like, you know, I don't know. I've never really been passionate about anything. And now he must have really bad credit. I think he might be a felon because he said that everything has to go in Cheyenne's name. Everything has to go like on her credit.
Right. So like the house, and obviously she paid for everything too. She paid for the house. Her family paid for the wedding.
Right. He doesn't contribute.
No. And he doesn't help. She'll get up and get the kids ready for school and stuff. And she'll be like, why don't you get up? And he's like, I was up all night.
Okay. But she's giving him advice saying, you know, instead of saying Zach, do this, why don't you say, Zach, I need you. Why are we playing this game?
Because it's just she wants, because sometimes you have to not fight fire with fire.
I guess, but he really, you know, he hasn't gotten a job because he's not passionate about anything. Well, guess what? I just got unpassionate about anything. So
go
can
be
you buy me a house?
Go be passionate in Applebee's. You know what I mean?
Go be passionate at PC Richards.
But that's what I mean. You can be passionate anywhere.
At Trader Joe's.
Go be passionate at Planet Fitness.
Go be passionate at Whole Foods.
Go be passionate at Whole Foods.
Here's the other thing. Go not be passionate at Whole Foods.
Well, so that's the thing. You don't have to be passionate anywhere. I saw a TikTok. I don't remember if I sent it to you. It's like the difference between a Trader Joe's cashier and a Whole Foods cashier. Very funny.
Very, very funny.
So I think that Zach, because he does love these Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah,
he loves these button
down
shirts. He could work at Trader Joe's. I think he could be passionate about cauliflower gnocchi.
I had that tonight.
Cauliflower.
I
There's too much pressure on cauliflower.
I know. And we'll see all about that. Corey is peeing in the plants.
Corey's drunk. We stopped with the Corey drunk storyline after day one, but
the whole thing. It didn't go away.
Yeah.
This fish is festering. Your better bet was to keep that fish alive.
It's like, so you went to the market, the market. You went to the ocean.
Yeah.
You basically gutted this fish. You brought it home in the heat and you've left it
out. In the hot van.
You left it out.
You left it out. Tyler is not going to cook the fish.
Tyler's never cooked
a fish. He's
also going to
fillet a fish.
Right.
Cook it whole.
But also, what is the point of this? Kate is the one who learned. Have Kate do it.
Well, Corey, now he said the last time he was there, he ate a water rat.
Mm-hmm. I closed my eyes, so I don't know what happened.
Good. It wasn't good. Sean called for takeout. Hilarious.
I would have
Sean's
too.
Like, hola, can I have some tacos?
Yeah, tacos with peppers and onions, please.
And then they see this lizard. She's like, look at that little lizard. This was a giant lizard.
Okay,
this
right?
This is a gecko.
This is a gecko.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Kayla's mom calls her and is like, I have an important emergency. Now, I will be damned.
Yeah.
If you have my children.
Right. And you tell me there's an emergency.
And you tell me there's an emergency and it's that my boyfriend cheated on me.
Well, I mean,
I would be like, you know what I learned today at the river? I learned how to gut and scale a fish, and I can't wait to come home.
But this is Kayla's priorities. Men are the number one.
So is her mother's.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. So is her mom.
Yeah. She's like,
her mom
Ryan's
loves Donnie
on you.
Wahlberg. She posts him so much on Instagram. I think it's so weird and funny at the same time.
Well, a girl on a Teen Mom fan page on Instagram said that she's been dating Ryan. Mm-hmm. And Ryan's so nervous. He's like, what are they talking about in there?
Okay. So that's the thing. It's like, so her and Jay take off their mic and go to the bathroom.
Right.
And then he like has to bust in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care if she has your baby, but you have to know what they're talking about in the bathroom.
Right.
What if she's crowning?
She's probably just aborting.
Yeah, that's all. Maybe Jade is helping.
I don't know.
Jade is fisting.
Everyone's trying to talk to her. She doesn't want to hear about it.
No.
And then he said that he was entertaining another woman.
Mm-hmm.
But Kayla knows all about that. What is her problem?
And it was a few months ago, but it was okay because him and Kayla were having problems.
But also they only kissed and he took her out to dinner. But the girl said that they had been dating for 7 months and Kayla is now extremely embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan's like, listen, obviously this girl's trying to get her 15 minutes of fame.
Don't you love that? Don't you love the blame of the woman?
Mm-hmm. Ryan said that she was just mad because he cut her off.
Okay, I'm sure. Right, I'm sure. You cut her off from what? From dinner?
You cut her off from nothing because I'm telling you, this girl, if she's coming to the surface, has receipts.
Of course she does. I'm going to read you something.
Oh,
that I
no.
Saw online. I'm going to read you something that I saw online.
And of course, Noelle comes with the receipts.
Yeah, I will always come with the receipts. I just have to zoom in on it because it's kind of small. And this was also on a Teen Mom fan page, too.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. It's just everything is so small.
This is wild.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Someone commented and said, my friend had known Ryan since 2018 or so. They were always friends. He reached out to her in March of 2023 and they started dating shortly after that. He basically saw her every single day and he stayed with her. He works as
He lived with her.
Yeah. He works as a bus driver and he went on a trip in July before coming back home to Illinois. My friend had a suspicion he was cheating on her. He was, and she was able to talk to the girl who was not Kayla, but some girl from New York.
So there was a third girl from New York. It was me.
And she got proof. My friend was being stupid because she was hurt. So she stayed with him a bit longer until September rolled around. And he told her he had a month long trip. Little did she know he was actually going to Columbia to be on Teen Mom Reunion with Kayla. Ryan admitted to her.
That's why he wanted no pictures while he was there.
Exactly. And that's why he didn't go with her. Mm-hmm. Ryan admitted this to her the day he left. He stated he was only doing it for money and still wanted to be with her because him and Kayla were only together for the show. My friend finds out from Kayla he was supposedly living with and dating Kayla this whole time while dating her as well. And to make matters worse, he has a 7-year-old son and would see my friend more than his own son. We both thought that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that all checks out.
But that's what I'm saying. This all makes so much sense because it's like they didn't come together because he has another whole girlfriend.
Yeah, he lives with someone.
But I thought he's living with Kayla. He loved me.
He loved me.
He loved me.
Yeah, well, he loved me. Okay, so Cheyenne and Jade are talking to Ryan. And Cheyenne's like, hey, let me just ask you a real quick question. Just like real quick. Are you going to keep the baby?
Right. Why? Because it's like the elephant in the room. It's so weird.
They're having a very hard time talking to him. And then Kayla and him talking, she's like, listen, did you have sex with her while we were together? He's like, what?
Right.
My mom is calling me.
He talks in circles.
And also, let me tell you that you are pregnant with my baby and we are in Colombia.
Right. Those are all the things.
And
I'm a bus driver.
Well, And she's like, great, I'm going to throw up. And he's like,
yeah, but then
perfect.
She's also like, she's choosing to believe him, but she knows she can't trust him. What
yeah,
do you do?
Mean, okay, that can I translate that?
Yeah.
I don't believe him, but what am I going to do?
But I'm pregnant. It's too late. So this is the third kid that she's having. This is the third time she's been cheated on
while
pregnant.
She's pregnant. Yeah. I don't think it's her necessarily, meaning I don't think that
it's not
I think
that
it's
she's
her choice.
doing.
Yeah, it's her
Yeah.
choice. Yes,
Yeah. It's
it's
not
her
like
choices
she's
in
doing
men.
something wrong. It's her choices in men.
Yes.
And it's really sad. It's like, what the hell were you thinking getting pregnant with this kid? What were you thinking?
She was like, this is what I do all the time.
And she says it was on purpose.
Right. She's like, we planned this kid.
Yeah. Plan this kid. You
tell
can
me
fool
more.
me.
Tell me
Tell
more.
me more. Tell me more. Tell
Well,
me.
well.
Tracy,
That was.
Brianna arrived at the end of the episode.
And that was a wild ride.
So Brianna is also bringing someone with her. They all
yeah,
just
the
bring
cameraman,
people.
The security guard.
Right, her new
Some guy
boyfriend.
she met at the airport.
But it's like, oh, I guess she's
The
bringing
fishmonger.
Michaela with her. And don't forget, Leah still has to come. Like, isn't this over yet?
She's bringing Michaela with her.
Isn't that her name? No,
Who?
not Michaela. It's not Michaela.
Who
No,
is
it's
Michaela?
from Young
Michaela
and
my from
Pregnant.
TikTok, the
From
makeup girl
Young
that
and
I like.
Pregnant. Who are the girls from Young and Pregnant? No, Kaya. I don't know why I said Michaela.
I know. I'm
Michaela.
like,
She's
wow. I
bringing
love
Kaya with
Michaela
her.
from TikTok. I hope she
No,
brings her,
but
and then
she's
she could show everyone how to
bringing
do.
Kaya with
No,
her.
I know.
Right, she's bringing. She can show everybody how to do a cut crease.
Oh my God, that would be so much fun. That would be the only thing that I would be in Colombia for.
For a cut crease, you'd sweat it off.
I'd sweat a lot of things off.
Yeah,
Colombia.
I would too.
I'd sweat my arms and legs off. Guys.
Yeah, guys, just stick with us.
Stick with us. It's going to get better because we're going to make this stop.
We're going to make it stop, or it's going to stop on its own, but then we'll go back to the old episodes.
Right. But Kayla made the ratings go up.
I know. They like doubled.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, he's cheating. Let's watch this.
But like, and everybody's like, oh, I want her on Teen Mom next chapter. And it's like, I don't know if I agree with that.
I mean, if I have to watch it, I get what they're saying, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Make sure you follow me at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of your everything, Tracy Carnazzo. My tour dates are on there. TracyCarnazzo.com. Also, Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter, Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram, Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok. Right down there in the show notes is everything that you'll ever need to know about us. TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com. And we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for coming. Bye.
Bye.